KNZA locker room chats continue here tonight, getting you set for week two of high school football on Friday night. Brandon Tabman with you. We got David Boucher, Royal Valley football coach, on the horn with us. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Panthers using a big second half to win in week number one on the road at Hiawatha, 36-18. That final score, Coach, we'll kind of break it down here in a moment, but just the overall thoughts and takeaways with your team's victory to start the year 1-0.
Yeah, my first takeaway is Hiawatha is a much improved football team, and Coach is doing a great job up there. And I really thought our team, our boys really played hard and showed a lot of mental toughness and fortitude and to be able to handle some adversity early. Being punched in the face early and then come back and finish with more punches than Hiawatha thrown. So, I was really happy with how we responded and nobody at halftime, nobody in the huddle really panicked and we just kept grinding and pushing and play by play. We just kept building.
Yeah. You kind of just went into my next point and talking about just kind of the effort to fight back after getting down early. I'm assuming that it has to be pretty tough in week number one. You get punched in the mouth, and then you have to find your way back, and you guys were able to do so. What does it say about your team, maybe that senior leadership that allowed you guys to kind of just stay focused, grind it, and get back and win that game?
Oh, we got special kids, and we've got really special coaches, you know, that are focused on results and in the process to get those results and try to be the best people we can be, and they responded, and the coaches handled it well, and we coached them up and told them what they need to fix, but it really says a lot about our kids. They're open to it. They didn't panic. They want to get better. They want to be coached. They want to play with high effort. They're just high quality people, and I've said that for a long time. We were looking forward for these seniors to get here. It's so much fun to be a part of it and watch them kind of have that success.
And I'm sure we have, you know, we wish we had certainly more time with you each and every week, but just kind of in a shorter deal here, you know, give us a few names of some kids that really stood out to you and played well in week one.
That's tough, you know.
Right.
But I thought Alex Johnson, both sides of the ball, being a first year starter on both sides of the ball, he really ran well and made great tackles and played a solid defense on the other side. No fumbles and no turnovers. The ball wasn't on the ground a single time. So, like, our entire backfield and our execution I could go on. Nolan Bausch and Manny Oliveira and Griffin Compton, how they handled their business back there. John Young being a new center. Leading our team in tackles on the defensive side, but, you know, being able to, you know, take over the center position. And all the guys who stepped up across the offensive line, the holes just kept getting bigger. They just kept grinding. So it's like picking those guys out is hard. I really thought just some of our first year starters in certain spots. You know, John started on defense last year, but, you know, being able to start on offense and being able to lead that offensive line was key for us.
Royal Valley football coach David Boucher joining us. Panthers get a big win at Hiawatha in week one, 36-18. A battle of 1-0 teams in week number two here inside the Big East. Royal Valley hosting Jeff West. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes here with Royal Valley football coach David Boucher, our locker room chat here. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Panthers are 1-0 after the big win against Hiawatha on the road last week. Now they set their sights on the home opener at Royal Valley as they will host Jeff West. Coach, the initial thoughts on this Tigers team. They got a new head coach. You know, they certainly got a lot of kids back with some experience. They're mixing a few kids in there, maybe not as experienced, but they go on the road, get a nice win at Riley County in week one. It was a 14-13 final. Just give us your initial thoughts on this Jeff West team here in 2025.
Well, again, just like Hiawatha, I think Jeff West looks to be highly improved. And, their offense is sound, and it was kind of fun to watch and break down. And defense, it seems like they're playing with a lot more edge and executing better on the especially in the front. But overall, just a much better coached football team, I think. My first 5 years was in McClouth and coaching middle school, and so like Jeff Schwinn and that the legend of Jeff Schwinn and McClouth and going to play K-State, and that's, you know, it's going to be fun to coach against them. And and his boys are a great addition, two great additions to their team. And we're excited for Friday.
Yeah, his son, you know, Brixton, a freshman quarterback who stepped in there, you know, they kind of rotated early on in that game with Brody Thielen, and then Brixton, he came in as a freshman, first taste of the varsity level. He completes 8 of 14 passes for 140 yards and added nearly 50 yards rushing and another score, so he was a big part of that win for Jeff West. Not sure if that's going to continue as far as the two-quarterback system, but just it's pretty crazy to see a freshman at that position come in right away and have a pretty good start like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's calm, cool, and collected. Had a, you know, had a solid 40-yard scramble late in the game, and then they fumbled a couple plays later, but they still set him up. It was a beautiful run and getting out of pressure. And, you know, 65 of those, or maybe 60 of the 114 yards came on a nice deep end to number four, the Holman kid, and made a great move to the outside. So he's just putting the ball on the money where receivers can run with it after the catch. And he throws a great slant. And, you know, but he's, you know, he's, again, highly, you know, a competitor that's been in a great system with a great pedigree.
Coach, give us a few keys and expectations for this one. Both these teams off to 1-0 starts and a crucial one here in week two on Friday night at home.
Oh, yes, a turnover. It's going to be a turnover game. It's can we control our turnovers and not give them short field and keep driving and keep producing successful plays? And, you know, and then specifically in this game, can we play responsible football with their RPO game and different things? Can we take a step up and can we lower our pad level? Can we execute our jobs to the level that we need to in week two? And it's got to be better than week one. And, you know, can we contain the quarterback and play responsible and sound defense? And so those two things. So if we can control the ball and not turn the ball over, and two, if we can play responsible based football on defense, we'll be good to go.
There it is. Royal Valley football coach David Boucher joining us. Panthers beating Hiawatha last week. They get Jeff West. Battle of 1-0 teams here in week two as Jeff West again travels to Royal Valley on Friday night. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck this week, and we'll do it again next week, same time.
All right. Thanks, sir.